115 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on the greatest radio station in the world. Insert call letters here.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Bow, bow, bow,
spaceship to the rescue.
Spaceship to the
bow, 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 spaceship to the rescue.
Spaceship
to the bow, bow, bow.
People of the planet Earth, they will come and save you just before we're gonna burn. They'll take you out of this world, safe as a kitten curled asleep beside the fire of the sun. Spaceships to the rescue, people of the planet Earth, don't stand there like a statue. Run for everything you're worth. Don't stop until they beam you up and over. You know that they'll bring you back after the war is over.
After the war is over.
Spaceships to the rescue, people of the planet Earth, they will come to save you just before we're gonna burn. Don't stop to see if your friends are coming. You may be the only one who's up and running. Ooh. Spaceships to the rescue, people of the planet Earth, they will come to save you just before we're gonna burn. Asleep beside the fire of the sun.
Spaceships to the rescue.
Spaceships to the rescue.
Spaceships to the rescue.
Spaceships
to the rescue.
Spaceships
to the rescue.
Spaceships
to the rescue.
Spaceships
to the rescue.
Spaceships
to the rescue.
Spaceships
to
well, it's down at the end of lonely street, heartbreak hotel. Well, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Although it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so lonely, baby. And be so lonely, baby. And be so lonely, they could die. Now the bellhop's
tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dress is black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. See, well, let her get back. It's so lovely. It's so lovely. It's so lovely. So lovely, like a duck. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you got a tail to tell, well, you take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, oh, rip my jeans, where you will be third pair today. You'll be so lovely, you could die. For jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And they're so lovely, so that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lovely, tears keep flowing. It's so lonely, baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
Hello, time travelers. My name is Chris Earle. The show today is a funny 25. I'm going to be doing a number of fun songs and also parodies of songs and maybe a little bit of sketches here and there. I usually do this once or twice a year based on the Dr. Demento show, which I listened to growing up, which I loved and was one of the reasons I got into comedy, the other being Bill Cosby and Richard Pryor records, for those of you who didn't know that little known fact about me. It is a nice overcast day, but still the sun is peeking out there here at Tufts University. I am high atop Curtis Hall here until 7 p.m. Thank you again for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO. Here in Medford, we started it out with Spaceships to the Rescue by a guy named Pete Lund. And then that one, of course, was Heartbreak Hotel, but it was sung not by Elvis, by the wonderful Stan Freberg. Stan Freberg, who put together a number of great comedy albums back in the 50s and 60s. This next one, after a little brief advertisement here, I should say, is by a guy named Leroy Pullins, and you may know it. It's time travel here with you until 7 p.m., a funny 25 based on the Dr. Demento show. Comedy songs here today on WMFO here in Medford.
Do you find your daughter's friends attractive, but know they look at you as just a dad? Does the typing pool at work think of you more as a teddy bear than a tiger? Do you whack off in your minivan while listening to teen pop? You know, you'll be dead soon. You've missed out on so much. It's not too late to make a change. At the Midlife Crisis Center, we know you've made a success of yourself. Why are you sharing it with others? Why not enjoy it while you have a chance? What's holding you back? Cowardice. We'll get you to the other side of your despair. We specialize in real estate, divorce attorneys, mistress placement, plastic surgery, hair coloring and replacement, male fur coats, and much more. With a designer clothing store and sports car dealership on site, the Midlife Crisis Center will help you discover life while you still can. Come with your wife, leave with a sports car. While you've made a success of yourself, her chest has gone south. How can you have that trollop on your arm for a second longer? The answer is you can't. Ignore your children. Take yourself seriously. Visit the Midlife Crisis Center today.
I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. Head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my cat.
satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bars. I'm a nut, I'm a nut, my life, but don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut, my life, don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense, God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Now, the great thing about the James Bond films is the amazing music from the James Bond movies. And only the finest performers get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And people like Tom Jones. People like Tina Turner. People like Aha. Only the greatest and most enduring bands get a chance to do a James Bond theme. And it's sad because so many brilliant performers have never done a James Bond theme. It's amazing. People like Neil Young.
Your fancy women, who are you fooling? Nobody.
Another chance. People like Ethel Merman.
Hey James, come up to my place. Hiya, hiya, waka waka, hiya, waka wow.
Never did one. People like Morrissey.
I met him at a chip shop. He was in a tuxedo, and then he was gonna save the world. Why, where have you gone? Why did you run? Why, what about me? Why not me? Why?
Never had a chance. Another chance, another great British performer, Robert Smith from The Cure.
I am a spy. Why do I cry? Why do I cry? I'm a spy, I'm a spy. Sunday's sad and Tuesday's dead. I just was lost in a submarine.
I don't know. Who else? Tom Waits would be good.
I saw a pirate with a leg, a Chinese horse with a stabled peg, a chimp with a monkey dancing in the rain. Then I saw old James Bond again.
Anybody else? James Brown.
Secret attaché case. Whoa, little knife. Whoa, switch. Whoa, 007.
Stop talking about comic books or I'll kill you. Defeat the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers' shield. I just couldn't care less if they bring back Kraven. And I don't care if Spider-Man's a clone.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yes, I am, actually.
I notice you're not wearing any galoshes.
No, I'm not. It's sunny out. No need for galoshes.
I'm wearing galoshes. Galoshes.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the paper today?
No, I haven't had a chance.
Did you read the thing about the Eskimos?
No.
Well, the article was saying that the Eskimos will eat the fat from the whale.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that's called?
No, I don't.
Blubber.
Ah, right.
Blubber.
Yeah, blubber.
That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Blubber.
Right.
The Eskimos eat the blubber.
Uh-huh.
And the blubber will come from different kinds of whales, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it will come from a beluga whale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Beluga.
Right, yeah.
They don't wear galoshes.
Who, the whales?
No, the Eskimos.
Oh, no, that's right, they don't.
They wear mukluks.
Uh-huh.
Mukluks.
That's right, mukluks.
Mukluks.
Yeah, mukluks.
Say it again.
Mukluk.
Say it louder.
Mukluks.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it is a good one. I didn't want to say it, but I like
say,
it.
Say galoshes.
Galoshes.
Good, eh?
Yeah, it's good.
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
Beluga.
Beluga.
Blubber, 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 blubber.
Mukluk.
Blubber,
beluga. Excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt whatever it is you were doing there.
It's okay.
Okay, I just wanted to know if this is where the bus stops.
They should be here any minute, actually.
Oh, I see. Well, sorry to disturb you.
That's okay, we were just,
Sir.
Yes?
Psst.
Yeah?
Look over there.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See that lady?
Yes.
What kind of hairstyle does she have?
That looks like a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Yes, a bouffant.
Actually, I couldn't help noticing that myself. It's sort of what you might call a bulbous bouffant.
Yes, a bulbous bouffant.
Bulbous bouffant.
Bouffant.
Blubber.
Galoshes.
Mukluks.
Bulbous bouffant.
Mukluk.
Macadamia.
Ooh.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Macadamia.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Blubber. Macadamia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Academia.
Blubber.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Academia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Academia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora. Academia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo.
Bulbous bouffant.
Plethora.
Academia.
Bamboozle.
Gazebo,
bulbous
bouffant,
shindig,
bamboozle,
gazebo,
bulbous tuberculosis, gazebo,
bus. Ah, here comes the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next comic coming up, a good friend of mine, very funny man. He and I have played all over the New England together, and we've actually done comedy too. Put your hands together for Mr. Chris Earl.
She's
She can kill with her smile. She's got one crooked eye. She's the girl in your class with the hairy fat thighs. And she'll drink only beer till a quarter till three. She smells like a pig, but she's always a woman to me. She will lead you to drink. She can run like an emu. She's got only one tooth and she lives in an igloo. Her idea of a good dinner is Chef Boyardee. She smells like old beef, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, and they call her an elf. She's a primate that walks. She's a troll that can climb. Oh, and she's even got gout. And she's got a third chin. You'll just wish you were blind. She will sleep as she snores. Watch your hands while she's feeding. Then she'll carelessly cut cheese and belch while you're eating. But she'll bring out her breasts like she did on TV. Boy, you may kill yourself, but she's always a woman to me. She's a primate that walks. She's a troll that can climb. Oh, and she's even got gout. And she's got a third chin. You'll just wish you were blind. She will whinny and grind, then she'll suddenly drool. She'll pee on your curtains, you'll look like a tool. But she can't be restrained, Bigfoot is her pedigree. And the most she will do is catch rodents for you. But she's always a woman to me.
Sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me. All right! give an effort, mindless tap, and still Billy Joel to me. Everybody saying that he sure sounds funny, but it's still Billy Joel to me.
There's Weird Al Yankovic. That's an unreleased one. Still Billy Joel to me. Billy Joel didn't like Weird Al that much. He still doesn't like Weird Al that much. And he let him do Piano Man finally, but he always hated that one. So that was never released. Still Billy Joel to me. And before that, of course, was Yours Truly from 2006. I recorded that. She's Always a Woman to Me, 2006. Didn't come up with a clever title for that. I just added the 2006, but that was me doing She's Always a Woman to Me 13 years ago. I used to do that when I was doing stand-up around town. You can catch me from time to time still, but still on the road, but I don't do the songs as much anymore. WMFO here in Medford, it is 5:34 in the evening. If you are still at work, leave. What are you waiting for? It's nice out there. Go for a walk. I have a bunch of other comedy songs coming up, including another one from me. It's some more from Weird Al. I got some Cheech and Chong coming up. And a lot of stuff from the Dr. Demento basement tapes, as well as the Dr. Demento CD releases, and a couple of other little things that you might find funny and or interesting here on Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to your Freeform station. This next one is by Corky and the Juice Pigs. And it's a song about a little guy up north called Eskimo here on Time Travel.
I'm the only gay Eskimo. I'm the only one I know. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe. I go out seal hunting with my best friend Tarka, but all I wanna do is get into his parka. I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
Well, me and Nuckfluck Chuck Buck, we both like blubber, but me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
I make a wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of whaleskin tights.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
And the seals, they sing now.
Seagulls were flying up in the clouds, the prettiest sight you could see. And as I looked up, I had only one thought: please don't dump it on me. White spots on the ground, little dots all around, from the pretty little birdies flying high. You know it is spring when you hear the robins sing from their giant toilet in the sky. Vanilla ice cream is what I had bought, a very large Häagen-Dazs scoop, when down came a turd from a big yellow bird. Now I am eating his poop. White spots on the ground, little dots all around, from the pretty little birdies flying high. It floats through the air, then it lands in my hair, from the giant toilet in the sky. They sit in the trees and they crap in the field, but their favorite place is on my automobile. White spots on the ground, little dots all around, from the pretty little birdies flying high. They're aiming at you when they make number two from their giant toilet in the sky. Oh, their giant toilet in the sky.
Pass the ball, Jones. I gotta pass the ball, Jones. Gotta pass the ball, Jones. Oh, baby, since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I loved that basketball. I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. Stand beside me. I need someone to set a pick for me at the free throw line of life. Someone I can pass to. Someone to hit the open man on to give him go, and not end up in the popcorn machine. So cheerleaders.
Good morning, class. Thank you. As you know, your regular teacher, Sister Rosetta Stone, is on a small vacation. However, she does send her love and these finger paintings and dust cloths she's making. I am your substitute teacher, Sister Mary Elephant. Class, attention. Attention, class. Class. Thank you. Young man, now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a...
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are. Class. Class.
Far out, man.
Thank you.
Hey, come on, man.
Now, class, Sister Rosetta has informed me that your assignment for the last 2 months has been to write an essay entitled How I Spent My Summer Vacation. Who would like to read theirs before the class? Class! 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 Thank you. Young man in the first row, stand up, state your name, and read your essay.
Who, me?
Yes, read your essay, please.
I don't have it finished yet, man.
Well, then read what you have, young man.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation.
Hey, elephant!
I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine, young
then
man.
Then I got a job.
Young man.
Keeping people from hanging
young
out
man.
In front of the drugstore.
Young man. Thank you.
I still gotta go to the can, man.
Now, class, I have a surprise for you. I'm going to read you some poems out of this lovely book of poetry. The sun kisses the morning skies. The birds kiss the butterflies. The dew kisses the morning grass. Class! Class! Come to order, please. Class.
You are a flu.
Amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, And despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be. Hairy Thunderer or Cosmic Muffin. With all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, universe.
Now I know I'm dreaming.
Master! I don't think you quite realize what you've got here. So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities? Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch. Blue and house, all you gotta do is rub that lamp, and I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama. No, no. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go, whoo!
Hey, looky here.
Can your friends go, abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear? So don't you sit there, smack your buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your business prayers. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a charge to fail. I got a power of to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you gotta do is rub like so. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of two or three. I'm on the job.
You big nabob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
had a friend like me. You never had a friend like me.
Hello. Time to play Wheel of Misfortune. That's right, the exciting new game show where you bet your freedom against physical torture and abuse. But the problem is, you can't win. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yes, sir, that's right. Hey,
in 50 countries throughout the world, this is not a game. We here at Amnesty International believe that there's still hope. You can make them aware that we know and they can't play anymore. Stop the game. Join us.
Yes, ladies, thousands upon thousands of you from East Coast to West Coast have said how glad you are that your favorite hand lotion, Italian Balm, is back again in the stores, made exactly as it was before the war.
I know a lot of children who are glad, too. Children's hands, wrists, and legs get chapped so easily in winter. And Italian Balm is so soothing, so protecting on children's tender skins.
Men also are glad to have Italian Balm back again. Men don't like dry, chapped, red, beefy-looking hands any better than anyone else. And they know that Italian Balm, rich, concentrated, clean-smelling, is the lotion to use in the wintertime. It's so different from thin, watery lotions.
So economical, too. Remember, just one drop serves both hands.
Today, Italian Balm offers the same pre-war quality, same pre-war quantity at the same pre-war price. Can you beat that for hand lotion value? Try it tomorrow. Italian Balm.
Down in Venezuela, there's a spider that crawls through the jungle where the forest rain falls, and it's the biggest spider in all the world. It's black and it's hairy, about as big as your foot, with 1-inch fangs. It would bite you if it could, and believe it or not, it's the favorite food of the natives. They catch it and they cook it and they eat it with delight. They snack on the legs and the thorax at night, and after savoring every bite, they use a fang for a toothpick. National Geographic sent some writers to the scene to get a taste of this strange cuisine. They said it was deliciously in between shrimp and lobster. Now I bet you anything some businessman
will come up with a brilliant plan to open up across the land. Giant black spider restaurants where waiters will be wearing spider hats, and spiders will be slaughtered and cooked in deep fat and served with French fried jungle flies that taste like chicken. And they'll go and tear the rainforest down to catch every spider that can be found and turn them into ground brown spider burgers. And they'll put out ads where nothing's said, just Michael Jordan popping his head through a great big giant spider web, eating a tarantula sandwich. And they'll fry them and you'll buy them and you'll eat them with a grin. Spider juice will dribble down your chin, and when you're finished you'll go back again for more greasy fried giant spiders. Down in Venezuela where the jungle winds blow, a sleepy giant spider in his spider bungalow doesn't care 'cause he doesn't know he'll soon be someone's dinner.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
My thanks, as always, to Chris Earle and Time Travel for keeping the station warm 5 to 7 every Wednesday night.
I like big guns and I cannot lie. Your action fans can't deny. When Arnold walks in with an itty-bitty gun and he sticks it in your face, you get sprung. Gonna crap your pants. Sully, yeah, Sully, yeah.